The epistle for today, the second Sunday in Advent, is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 15. Brethren, whatever things have been written for our correction, for our instruction, that through the patience and the consolation afforded by the Scriptures, we may have hope. May then the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind towards one another according to Jesus Christ, that one in spirit you may with one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another, even as Christ has received you to the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus has been a minister of the circumcision in order to show God's fidelity in confirming the promises made to our fathers, but that the Gentiles glorify God because of his mercy, as it is written, Therefore will I praise thee among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he says, Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his peoples. And again, Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, and sing his praises, all you peoples. And again Isaiah says, There shall be the root of Jesse, and he who shall arise to rule the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Please stand for the Holy Gospel, which is taken from St. Matthew chapter 11. At that time, when John had heard in prison of the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples to say to him, Art thou he who is to come, or shall we look for another? And Jesus answering said to them, Go and report to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he who is not scandalized in me. Then as these went away, Jesus began to say to the crowds concerning John, What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, those who wear soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall make ready thy way before thee. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I know that you're all very familiar with the life of St. John the Baptist, and I don't wish to delve too much into his life, but I want to point out to you that the words of today's Gospel are reminding us that St. John the Baptist is an ideal one for us to turn to help us prepare for the coming of Christ. He is the messenger, and the word of messenger in the Latin is angelus. He is the angel who will go before the face of God, make ready the way before thee. He will make ready the way of the Lord. And he will do the same for you as well. St. John the Baptist is, in the very words of our Lord, the greatest saint. He is the greatest of the saints because he is the last of the prophets, the greatest of the prophets before our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I would urge you to imitate St. John the Baptist today, thinking about him, recalling to mind his example, that we also, in following the example of St. John, that we might be prepared for our Lord's coming at Christmas. I want you to consider, first of all, that at the time of today's gospel, John the Baptist is imprisoned. He is in jail for having, as you know, spoken against Herod, for having told Herod his marriage was invalid, that he was committing sin, he was doing wrong. And for that, he was put into prison. And he didn't ask to be released. You'll notice that St. John the Baptist isn't desiring to come out of prison. He knew what our Lord preached. He lived it. Blessed are they that suffer persecution for justice' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And this is the kind of man he was. He was willing to suffer imprisonment, persecution, in order to serve God. But he wanted his disciples to know that Jesus was the Messiah. And so, instead of allowing them to hang around him, and he's in jail anyway, he says, go and see. Go and find out if he is the Messiah. And it's not that St. John, of course, was wondering himself. He knew that Jesus was the Messiah, as you already saw in his life when Jesus came to be baptized. St. John immediately recognized him and said, "It is I who should be baptized by you. I am not worthy to even take off your shoes." He knew Jesus was the Messiah. So obviously the words in today's gospel are not to have you think that St. John did not know, but he wants his disciples to know. And so he is saying to them, go and find out for yourself. Is he the Messiah, or are we to look for another? Now, the disciples of John go, and they discover from Christ himself. They see the miracles that Jesus worked. Because he says, Jesus says, go and report to John what you have heard and seen. So before their very eyes, Jesus worked miracles. And he also showed them that he was the fulfillment of all the prophecies. Now this is why any person of good heart will be able to discover that Jesus is the Messiah, that he is the Savior, that he is the Son of God. Because if you are of good heart and you study, you pray and you study, he will lead you to the truth. He will show you that he is the Lord. Now, a lot of people today, especially those who are perhaps Buddhists or Muslims or Hindus, they don't even look into it. They don't want to. But I tell you that as the disciples of St. John learned, that if you are of good heart and you study and you try to find the truth, he will lead you to the truth. And that's why I always say to a potential convert, and I think you should also say to potential converts, you should say to them, pray to know the truth. Pray that God might lead you to the truth. Because if you get them to ask in this manner, their heart will be made right before God, and they will be able to recognize that Jesus indeed is the Messiah. He fulfills every prophecy. It's a beautiful thing for a Jewish person or for even someone of a different religion who knows the Old Testament but does not yet know Jesus Christ. It's a beautiful thing for them to read all the prophecies and realize that Jesus fulfilled every single prophecy of the Old Testament. And so the disciples of St. John are convinced. And there's a beautiful lesson here for us, because our Lord showed that he was the Messiah by his example. He didn't just have the disciples of John learn this truth by listening to him preach. He showed it by his actions, that he was indeed of God. And I think the lesson there is for us that we too have to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ by showing others that we are his follower, that we are doing our best to show that we are true believers, not just in word, but by our actions. That we are animated by his Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. That the Holy Ghost lives within us. And so don't ever expect someone to be led to the faith just through your words. You must also be that example to them. Show them as our Lord showed the disciples of John. He showed them by his actions. Well, of course, we cannot work miracles and we cannot hope to even to show others miraculous things. But we can at the same time, we can do our best to be an example and to show through our actions that our Lord Jesus Christ and the Catholic religion is the true faith. And we have to then pray for this in ourselves, that we might be better examples, especially now in Christmas time, as we prepare for Christmas. We should really be good examples to others. Don't get caught up in the spirit of the world, but let this season of the year, Advent, cause you to become more recollected and more prayerful, to turn to Jesus Christ and to His Blessed Mother and St. John, to become a person of prayer and to become more absorbed in spiritual things, spiritual books and reading. We must do these things if we hope to have a lot of blessings and graces given to us at Christmas, but we also must do those things in order to be a good example to our fellow man here on earth. So learn from the example of our Lord. And also then listen to what Jesus Christ says concerning St. John the Baptist. He publicly praises him. This is a very rare thing. And he says, "What did you go out into the desert to see?" And he's telling them that they didn't go out to see a man clothed in soft garments or a reed shaken by the wind. But you went out to see a prophet, and more than a prophet. He is the angel who is going before my face. And I wanted to point out to you from these words of our Lord Jesus Christ that we should strive to be pleasing to him in the same way that St. John the Baptist was. That is, don't seek for the praise of men, which is nothing, but seek the praise of our Lord. Don't seek the praise of men because they only see the exterior. They will judge you according to your appearance, to your exterior. But seek the praise of He who sees the secrets of the heart. Seek to serve Him, not this world. Seek to please Him and not the men of this world. Our Lord's praises of St. John the Baptist are very beautiful. But I would say to you that He would do the same for you. Our Lord would praise you as well. If you are striving to live in the same way that St. John lived. Now, what are the two great virtues that St. John the Baptist shows in his life? I think that they are perseverance in a holy life and also mortification. Those were the two great virtues that he seemed to show in his life. But we are more like the reed shaken by the wind. We're more likely to become inconstant in our resolutions. We make certain resolutions. We say, well, for Advent, I'm going to make a holy hour every day, or I'm going to go to Mass every day, or I'm going to fast on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday during Advent. We make these good resolutions, and then we do nothing. We see a piece of chocolate, and we say, oh, well, you know, it's only Advent, it's not Lent. And we break our resolution. Or we say, I'm too tired today to get up and go to church. I'm not going to go, even though I made that resolution. We so easily lay it aside because we are that reed shaken by the wind. We're inconstant. But St. John shows us by his example that we must persevere in a holy life. We must every day strive to serve God and to please Him. Now let us then learn from the example of St. John to mortify ourselves, to make good resolutions, especially now during Advent, and to persevere in those good resolutions. You still have 3 weeks before Christmas. Why not today just sit down and reflect, What can I do now to make this more of a holy season in preparation for the coming of Christ? Maybe I can resolve during this season to do some extra works of charity. I can do something to help others each day. Or maybe I can do some spiritual reading. I can get back to reading good books 20 minutes every day in spiritual reading. Or perhaps as a family we can get back to saying our rosary every day. Or maybe I'm one of the lucky ones who can go to Mass every day, and I'm going to make that resolution to go to Mass every single day now during Advent. Sit down and think today, what can I do to receive the praise of God? I'm not going to seek the praise of men. I don't care about what men think. I care about what our Lord thinks of me. And I know that I have a lot to change, and I have a lot that I must better in myself. So I'm going to work on those things during Advent. I'm going to spiritually better myself. And this is what I'm going to do so. I'm going to begin today. I want you finally, just in conclusion, just to consider again St. John the Baptist there in prison. And consider that our Lord did nothing for him. He loves St. John. He praises him and he calls him the greatest of saints. But you'll notice that he does not help him get out of prison. He doesn't do anything. There's not even any mention in the scriptures that Jesus went to visit him in prison. You see, the greater the saint, often the less God gives that person. Because he knows that this person is sanctifying themselves through their sufferings. And at the same time, you notice that St. John does not complain. His patience is not exhausted. His faith is unshaken. And we see how we often are in little trials and difficulties. A little indisposition, a little suffering comes our way, and we're so upset. We get sad and we're cast down and we neglect our duties to God or to our neighbor over some little misfortune that comes our way. Some little tiny thing sets us off and we're just angry. We're upset with God even. Well, obviously, we're never going to become like St. John the Baptist unless we learn, first and foremost, patience and suffering. And so, even though I said to you, make some resolutions about your spiritual reading, about going to Mass, about doing some penance, let your first resolution this Advent be patience. I'm going to be patient in suffering. I'm not going to complain. Let no complaint escape your lips during this season of Advent. Not one. Just smile and say, "Dear Lord, thank you for this. I'm going to accept these things in reparation or as a little mortification or penance, to become more like St. John the Baptist." So let us all then make these resolutions to be patient in our suffering, like St. John the Baptist was in prison, and to learn from the example of our Lord and St. John, to set a good example for others, and to seek not for the praise of men, but for the praise of God. He who sees the secrets of the heart, he will reward you. Lift up your hearts then, my friends, during the season of Advent. Our Lord is watching you. He sees you. Even if men don't praise you for what you do, our Lord will. So let us persevere. Let us be constant in our good works. Let us be constant in our resolutions, in our mortifications. Let us strive to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ and his greatest of saints, St. John the Baptist. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.